my dad gave me the idea of being an exchange student for the first time, and I had some friends that were exchange
former exchange student
already.
And current ULM so student Gabriel Silva talks about how he became an exchange student in the United States. Even though he chose to come to America, he wasn't sure exactly where he would call home.
The decision about coming to America, I wasn't really sure where I would go. Whenever you submit your application, you're not really sure which places you can go. If you're doing a private company, you decide you can go to the United States, for example. And that's what I did. So I knew for a fact that I was coming here, but I didn't know which state.
Silva came primarily to enhance his grasp of the English language, but he left with much more than that. Like so many other exchange students, he gained another family and a lot of new friends.
Well, it helped me a lot because over time, my English got better. And I think it's going to be a useful thing in my future to be able to speak English in a clear way. I made a lot of friends over here, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be in another place with a different culture. That makes me a smarter person.
Hunt Neely has hosted students from around the world at his home on multiple occasions. He says that having these students in your home has nothing but positive outcomes. Neely says he enjoys the companionship and the change of culture that each student brings with them.
The only real negative thing is that I have to watch them go home, stand in the airport crying when it's over with. I've been lucky, I guess, in that I've had five great, great experiences. I've had just excellent students who have been great to have around the house. They've been great companions. They each mixed in different social groups and had their own various interests.
Despite having a non-traditional home for students, Neely has enjoyed showing the students the local culture and developing their English skills.
I didn't think I was a good candidate because both of my children are older. They've graduated. You know, my wife has passed away, so I'm just a single older male, and so I didn't think I would be a good candidate to be a host.
Mark McCarty is an area representative for the Center of Cultural Interchange, a company that finds homes for the students. He says the only thing required of host families is to provide a place to sleep and food. All other purchases are the responsibility of the student.
Students come with their own money, their own health insurance. Just ask the families to provide a bed for them. They can share a bedroom with the same-sex child of theirs. And to treat them like family, give them some chores to do, and feed them. Any extracurricular activities the students have money for, anything at school they have money for. But what most people find out is they become like a family member, and you don't really think about the money part anymore. You just want to do for them as you do for your own kids.
McCarty says that sometimes the students do become a little homesick, but social media and the internet serve as some relief.
Now with Skyping and Facebook, makes it much easier to communicate.
The director of the Office of International Student Programs and Services at ULM, Sammy Owens, says the number of international students on campus are at an all-time high. The number of international students at ULM compares closely to that of the other local universities.
My last count was 249 students. I think we're right at 64 countries that are represented.
She says that the international students on campus are great for the university and generally excited to be here.
They're all extremely enthusiastic, very ambitious, very motivated students. So they've been a real pleasure, you know, to work with.
The bond between a foreign student and their host family can last a lifetime. The exchange of culture from foreign students not only affects them, but the people they interact with in the United States as well. I'm Drew McCarty, KEDM News.